is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad the Big Noise Hepatea, joined by the good son of Daniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5, and it's hashtag Tequila Thursday. So without further ado, with it on you and Ann, because we ain't driving. Let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus and outline across the sports betting spectrum our favorite longer odds wager at the various sportsbook, plus 100 or greater. Lundy, you bat leadoff. What do you got for me?
Let's go to the ice, and let's go to a boost, actually, that BetMGM has thrown out there this morning. First of all, a little hat tip to ESPN Bet, who had a boost last night in a shots on goal, a four-legger, all right?
Oh.
And ESPN Bet boosted this son of a bitch to plus 900.
And it hit?
Oh, hell yeah, it hit.
Oh,
and it hit, and what's funny is it hit with ease. Like, I remembered looking at it going, okay, I kind of get where they're going with this one and why it's at plus 900, but I'm like, I don't know, Jim. and it hit. So thank you, ESPN Bet, for that one. But BetMGM gave us one tonight on the ice. Colorado's on the road. They are taking on the Yotes. They will be down in the desert. And so this one's pretty simple. They took it from plus 110 up to plus 135, and I think this is worth playing. It is for Clayton Keller of the Yotes, as well as Nathan MacKinnon of the Abs, to each have a point. That's all it is. They don't need to score. Can be an apple, which is important in this because Nathan MacKinnon is in a little bit of a scoring drought. He's only got one goal, I think, in the last eight games, but he is getting assists, and he's getting them pretty consistently. So I really like this when it comes to MacKinnon, who's on a five-game point streak, and he's got 8 points over the course of those five games. Then on Clayton Keller's side, this is the reason why it's sitting at plus odds, because this is a guy that's gone on point streaks, but right now only has 2 points in his last five games. So you got to bank on him to be able to bounce back. This is at home for Arizona. So at plus 135, I really like this one. Each one of them for a point in this matchup down in the desert tonight. Again, it's a BetMGM boost. They took it from plus 110 to plus 135.
Oh, Lundy, cover your ears. My plus bus selection. Oh, I am baiting your Oregon State Beavers.
All day, baby. All day. We lose our football coach to Sparty. Whatever. Just take the plus odds. It's the Beavs.
Well, the Wayne Tinkle magic hasn't taken hold. I don't think it ever will this year. Give me UC Davis in Corvallis straight up on the money line. The Aggies, I think, are going to score that victory at plus 120 at BetMGM. You look at Oregon State. They are indeed rubbish, and they will be a bottom dweller in the final act of the Pac-12 season. You look at OSU so far, number 302 in the nation, an effective field goal percentage offense. They're netting respectable 49.1% inside the arc, but they're a lousy 26.5% from three-point distance. Defensively, a little bit better, but still slouches. Number 161 in EFG defense, giving up close to 50% from two-point land, but only 32.1% beyond the arc. Turnovers have been extremely problematic for this team. A lot of sloppy handles, evidenced by their number 227 ranking in turnover percentage offense. And UC Davis, exceptional on the defensive end in creating opponent mistakes. They are number 6 in the country in defensive turnover percentage. On top of that, pretty good shooting team. Number 84 are the Aggies in EFG offense, netting 50% from two and 39.2% from distance. They are loosey-goosey defensively, evidenced by their number 320 ranking in EFG defense. But in a game that shot quality, Haslametrics, Bart Torvik, KenPom, Evan Maya, whatever projection service that you're using out there has as basically a 2 or 3 point victory for Oregon State, I think the script flips in the favor of UC Davis. Give me them straight up in front of a capacity crowd of 13. I think they're in Corvallis against the Oregon State Beavers, plus 120 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Bartender, bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade 5.
number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's start off with Living in the Land Down Under on Geno Smith. And I'm going to tail him on that under in pass yards. That number is sitting at 224.5. Pull this one, BetMGM, at a little bit lighter juice, minus 110. I don't know if Geno is going to escape the 100s, quite frankly. I know it could be a higher volume kind of game, given the deficit that Seattle is surely going to be facing in this contest. But the Cowboys have been magnificent against the pass this season. Number three in pass EPA defense. They're allowing just 6.38 pass yards per attempt and 188.7 pass yards per game to opposing signal callers. That is it. Seven quarterbacks have hit the under on this against the boys this year. And look at Geno. Respectable number 10 in adjusted completion percentage, but only number 18 in total air yards. He has gone under 224.5 pass yards in six contests this year. So put that all together. Geno Smith under 224.5 pass yards, minus 110 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, straight out of the gate, fade or follow.
This is important for that word pass, because that's kind of what I want to do on anything associated with Geno Smith's passing yards, because do believe that the narrative is that he should wind up under, that he should finish with a number that begins with the number one. But they also could get so down in this game that he's just that we're dealing with garbage time bullshit. That's actually my concern with this number. And it's why I'll stay away from it. I agree with everything that you just said in terms of the logic of why he could wind up underneath this number, but I got a bad feeling that fourth quarter garbage time is going to wind up sneaking him just barely above it. So there's Geno Smith props that I like, one of which I know you're going to feature coming up, but his passing yards, I'm staying away from because I don't trust the script of the game.
Oh, it could be 50 attempts or more for Geno Smith. So follow Lundy if you're buying what he is selling. But I'm sticking with the under on Geno pass yards.
Number four.
Numero quattro on the fade five countdown today. Let's get some plus money on the board. One of my favorite wagers. I thought about putting this, honestly, much higher on the countdown, but it is here at numero quattro. Tony Pollard on the over 3.5 receptions. You see the juice there available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh, I'll work the shoulders because I got seduced by that plus 130 juice. And it's entirely doable because Seattle has been taken advantage of in the short field by pass-catching running backs. They have allowed the 11th most running back receptions in totality this season, giving up specifically 5.3 receptions per game. Eight have gone over this, and I think Pollard will make it a cool nine. He has done this five times this season, Lundy. He's averaging a robust 3.6 receptions per game, so slightly north of the proposed line, getting a 12% flat team target share and averaging over 17 routes run per game. Most importantly, too, Dak Prescott, when he zeroes in Pollard in the pass game, it really finds him with relative ease, and those two have connected often. In fact, Pollard's catch percentage is sitting at 84.8%. You throw in the aggressive nature of the Seattle defense, top 10 in pressure rate. So those dump-offs could be prevalent from the get-go. So as long as Seattle is somewhat competitive for three quarters, I think Pollard cashes the over 3.5 receptions, plus 130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, that's sexy at plus odds. Yes, I like the idea of the dump-offs with Seattle bringing the pressure. I think they're going to have to do that, and I'll get seduced on this one. This is probably one of those that I'd have a little bit more fun building it into an SGP and bringing it down, right? I mean, that's probably the smart way to do it, but I don't mind it as a standalone because of the idea of Dak maybe needing to find a safety valve a couple of times here when Seattle's trying to crush the pocket on him.
I'm too sexy for this prop? No, I'm not.
Number three.
All right, numero tres here on the fade five. Let's sound the sirens and woo, woo, woo. Double down on some Tony Pollard action and all this SGP. And I think Lundy is absolutely going to adore this. When I built it, it was a plus money. I don't think it is anymore. It's most books minus low minus odds, but still entirely buyable. And here's what the SGP is. Tony Pollard to score a touchdown tonight, and the Dallas Cowboys just to simply win straight up, which seems like a foregone conclusion. When I built it at ESPN Bet, Wednesday a.m., it was plus 110 juice. I said, smash the return button, please, and thank you. Again, shop around and see what the best odds in the business are. Maybe you want to add a leg to this parlay to enhance the juice. I totally understand. But let me give you the reasons why I feel this one is going to cash. Tony Pollard has scored a TD in back-to-back games for the first time this season, and he is numero dos among all running backs in total red zone touches with 47. You look at the advanced analytics, are rather down for him, just 2.82 yards after contact per attempt. He's only forced to miss tackle 14.4% of the time. And you ask fantasy managers out there, hey, what are your feelings about Tony Pollard? And it's all meh or mid, as the youngsters like to say. He has been barely a top 15 running back in half point PPR settings. But you look at Seattle, number 25 on the year in rush EPA defense, and they have allowed 14 running back touchdowns in total this season. So via the ground, the air, it doesn't matter. Tony Pollard, use that bloodhound nose and find the chalk and cross it, my man. And if you do that and Dallas simply wins on this SGP, I got it at plus 110 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fair to follow.
Smart way to be able to do it. Take it. Take the plus odds when you can put it together. By the way, Tony Pollard, plus 475 to score the first touchdown. Ooh. So if you're sitting on a free bet, or if a book is offering you a boost on a first touchdown score, that's not a bad choice to be able to make. I also don't mind the idea of CeeDee Lamb if you want to play that first touchdown card, because I know some folks like to be able to dabble in that. I got one last night on a first goal score that hit. That's why I'm smiling, folks. I'm just like, yeah, that's fun. I got some cash because God knows, look at the spreadsheet. I've been getting kicked right in the jewels.
First touchdown prop of Tony Pollard or CeeDee Lamb, you know what that means. The guy like Rico Dowdle is going to score first tonight.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Podcast Countdown. Let's work another SGP. Let's get some more plus money on the board. Give me Dak Prescott on this two-legger to throw at least two passing touchdowns. And then give me Geno Smith to throw a pick. One INT, you put those two together at ESPN Bet. Oh, yeah, super juicy. Plus 145 and entirely doable, I feel, for either one of these guys. Look at Dak Prescott. He has gone over this, two passing touchdowns in five straight games. He is number one in total red zone pass attempts of any quarterback in the National Football League and a very respectable number 10 in red zone completion percentage. Seattle, top 15 in pass EPA defense, but they're a team that does surrender several opportunities for those airstrikes in the end zone, despite Devin Witherspoon, the former ILL, playing spectacularly this year in his inaugural campaign. But I think Dak extends the two-plus passing touchdown streak from 5 to 6. Meanwhile, look at Geno Smith. He is number 10, according to playerprofiler.com, and interceptable passes on the year. He has thrown an INT in 5 of his last 7 games. You know that Dallas has a ton of ball hawks. Look at Bland at the record setting that he is on with the pick sixes. They are number 8 in total INTs. They have 12 in the season. They are number 3 in pass EPA defense. So, yeah, he is going to hit the opposition, I feel, squarely in the numbers at some point in this affair tonight. And if you're buying what Lundy was discussing earlier about Geno Smith really ramping up the pass attempts, this only plays more into him throwing an INT. So to recap on this SGP, Dak, two more passing touchdowns, Geno, and INT, put those two together at ESPN Bet. Oh, cool. Plus 145. Lundy, fade or follow.
This one's up on my spreadsheet as well, especially at ESPN. And folks, for the comparison's sake, if you were to build this at DraftKings, it's plus 118. So yeah, you're pulling in an extra 27 cents worth of payday here by bouncing over to ESPN Bet. So Either way, you're going to get it in plus odds. It's if you build it at BetMGM, it's plus. If you build it at DraftKings. So if you don't have ESPN Bet, that's fine. You can still find this at plus odds. But just showing you the disparity between the two here on this one. I'm with you on Geno Smith. I'll also throw out this for you, Brad, as a little early bonus time consideration. Ooh. ESPN Bet has a boost for the Cowboys to score a defensive or special teams touchdown. They've got it boosted to 450. You might want to throw $5 on that just for shits and giggles.
Bland could do it again.
Bland could do it himself. You know, he's got the pick sixes, but you look at what Geno's doing. If you buy into the idea of the narrative, as Brad said, that I was talking about where he's going to have the extra attempts, I think the pick is going to be there. And, you know, all it takes is one of those to happen when the field has been stretched and Dallas takes it the other way, which is why I kind of like that boost that's sitting at ESPN Bet at plus 450.
Yeah, one quarterback up, the other one very much down. SGP, come with me at plus 145.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fade 5 Thursday Night Football Countdown Edition. I'm breaking out my little friend, little sledgy action on a rushing yards prop tied to another than Dak Prescott. That number sitting at an entirely accomplishable 13.5 on the over, minus 110 juice error at ESPN Bet. And really universally, whether you like to wager at BetMGM, DraftKings, FanDuel, I think all of them have it at 13.5. And I'd play this sucker up to maybe like 16.5, 17.5. You look at Dak. He's averaging 3.1 rush attempts per game. He is at the over on 13.5 rush yards 6 times this season, averaging right around the proposed number, 13.7 rush yards per game. But the reason why I really like it is the high pressure nature of the Seattle defense. They are number 9 in pocket pressure rate to 24.6% on the year. 5 quarterbacks have hit the over on this. They're giving up 22.6 rush yards per game to opposing signal callers and the 10th most rush yards in total to QBs on this season. So whether on a design run, an opportunistic scramble, it doesn't matter. Dak Prescott's got to booty scoot his way to at least 14 rush yards, and really it could be 20 or more. That's all I need to cash. Minus 110 at ESPN Bet. My number one play on Thursday Night Football, Lundy. Fade or follow.
Magic number 3. It's the magic number. It's not just what they taught us on Schoolhouse Rock, and it's not just what De La Soul reminded us of as well, for those of you of a certain age. 3 yep. is the magic number. The reason I say that, when Dak has had 3 or more rush attempts, he has hit this number every time this season. Now, he's done it without getting to that number. A few weeks ago, he only had 2 carries and hit 17 yards. But 3 is the number. If he does 3 rush attempts, he has hit this number every game that he's had at least 3. So we just need him to scramble. I know it's not necessarily what he's known for, but he can do it. And because of that pressure that Seattle brings, yep. if he can get away from it, the second level's gone. And so that means Dak can wind up with 5 or 6 on one carry because they bring the house, he gets around it, and now all of a sudden that second level has to come up to try to get him because they've essentially sold out to try to smash the pocket. So you can picture that type of play in your head. That's what I'm talking about. That's why the magic number is 3. If he gets 3 rush attempts, he will hit this number. I love this one. I think this is a great number one play for today.
Yeah, uno, dos, tres. That is a magic number there. Could be a single play payday as well on one 14-yard trot for Dak Prescott. Let's make some more dollar bills, y'all. It's bonus time, whether on a Thursday Night Football, whether in college basketball, maybe the NBA, maybe the NHL. Lundy, pick your poison. What else you playing tonight?
I've got a couple for you here in the Thursday night game. Let me start with Brandon Cooks. He's involved in both of these. First of all, give me the over on his longest reception at 19.5. That is pretty much universally at minus 115 across all the books. Take your pick of where you want to be able to play it. He's done this in 3 straight games and 5 of his last 6. So I love the fact that this number is sitting under the 20 mark. And the fact that it's at 19.5 and you're doing it at standard juice. By the way, I told you that he's done it in 4 out of his last 5. The only one that he didn't was that putrid game against the Eagles where he had one catch for 7 yards. So other than that, he's been smashing this number. So I like him to do it again. And like I said, it's at standard juice, 19.5 yards. Play the over on that one. Then at BetMGM, a same game parlay for you. Bring back Mr. Brandon Cooks. Give me 3 or more receptions for him. His line tonight is 3.5. And if you play for him to go over, you're going to get it at plus odds. But I'm going to go ahead and just take the number at 3. Give me 3 receptions for him. Give me 6 or more for CD Lamb. He only had 4 last week, but prior to that, he had done this in 5 straight games, folks. So I like 6 for CD Lamb, and then Dallas on the money line. Again, this is the trick that Brad and I have done here on the pod several times. You throw in that heavy favorite on the money line to help out the juice. That 3-leg SGP is plus 150 over at BetMGM. No boost, no nothing on that one. So 3 for Cooks, 6 for Lamb, and Dallas on the money line. Let me roll over to the ice for you. Some goals in the first 10 tonight. We got a stacked schedule, by the way. There are, 14 games in the National Hockey League this evening. There were only 3 last night, but there are 14 for this evening. So some goals in the first 10 that I like. Let me go back to that Colorado-Arizona game, and let me pair that together with Vegas and Vancouver. If you do both of those, a 2-leg yes gift, you're talking plus 167 at DraftKings. Real quick, the reason why: Arizona has had a gift in almost 90% of their home games this year, and they're at home. So I'm going to play the odds there. Same thing with Vancouver. Even though Vegas's number is not all that strong when it comes to the gift, Vancouver's done it in 70% of their home games this season as well. So both of those I like at a plus 167. If you want to look at the early slate, another 2-legger on the gift for you. Give me the Penguins and the Lightning, as well as Seattle and Toronto. Put both of those together to have a yes gift, and you're talking a plus 160 at DK. I'm going to put some more up on the spreadsheet because there's actually 8 games tonight that I like there to be a yes goal in the first 10. And I've got them paired together differently across the afternoon/evening, if you will. So I'm going to put those up on the spreadsheet. And then this one, I was kind of surprised by this, to be honest with you. I'm going to go to the Buffalo-St. Louis contest. Casey Mittelstadt is on a 5-game point streak for Buffalo, okay? But in those 5 games, he's got 6 apples, 6 assists. Mm-hmm. And at DraftKings, for him to have an assist tonight is plus 120. I'm going to play the hot stick here. This guy, again, point streak of 5 straight, and 6 of his 7 points that he has over those 5 games are assists. He's not a goal scorer, but he knows how to dish it out. I love the idea of a plus 120 on Mittelstadt, again, for the Sabres going on the road to take on the St. Louis Blues. I'll have a lot more hockey for you. Why? Because last week I dug a freaking hole, and I'm trying to climb out of it. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, man, I will certainly grab your hot stake, Lundy, on a number of those NHL offerings. So thank you very much. Quite seductive, no doubt about it. Let's get to the team Whammo's parlay play of Thursday Night Football. So on this multi-leaguer, SGP, leg numero uno, give me Dallas on the money line. Again, that is the key connectivity in these parlays to try to boost the juice and hopefully get seduced by it. Give me Seattle under 20 points. Tony Pollard, 50 or more rush yards, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the final leg here, a 3 or more receptions. You put all that together without any kind of boost whatsoever, 2-1 odds, plus 200 constructed there at BetMGM. I'm not really going to give you the reasons behind why I feel Dallas is going to win. Just know this, they've won 10 straight games at home, and Seattle has dropped 3 straight games on the road. So there's your evidence there. Leg numero dos, Seattle's hit the under on 20 points in 3 of their last 4 games. Early number 18, very middling, and EPA total offense, and that Dallas Cowboys secondary is quite restrictive, as we all know. Tony Pollard, meanwhile, 50 or more yards. He has done this in 5 consecutive games. And you look at Seattle, they have allowed 8 running backs go over this total, giving up 89.1 rush yards per game and close to 4.10 yards per carry to opposing plowshares. And leg numero cuatro, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 3 or more receptions. The weakest link in this Dallas defense in the slot, and Jordan Lewis, who is a primary DB in that area. He has given up a 131.1 passer rating and 74.2% catch rate to his assignments. JSN is a primary slot guy for the Seattle team. He has hit the over on three or more receptions in seven of his last eight games, and 16 wideouts have hit the over on this against the boys this season. So to recap, on this SGP, Dallas moneyline, Seattle under 20 points, Tony Pollard, 50 or more rush yards, and JSN, three or more catches, plus 200. Hell yeah. At BetMGM. Elsewhere on Thursday Night Football, let's keep it simple. A little two-leg action, even money on this. If you don't want to deal with the player props, take the alt threshold up on the total of 55.5 and hit that under, and then take the Dallas spread down to 3.5 and say they cover the minus 3.5. So you put those together. Again, plus 100 at BetMGM. I like both those. Just for some context, on the 55.5 total, Seattle's hit that under in 8 of 11 games this season. And Dallas has gone under that in 9 of 11 in primetime football. In the NFL, the unders have hit at like a 70% rate this entire season. So that trend hopefully will be thy friend. Tony Pollard. I like it pretty much everywhere except in rush attempts. I'm going to take the under on 14.5. And when you do that, it's minus 110 juice right now at ESPN Bet. You know, I know Seattle is rather susceptible on the ground, but Pollard's splitting some of that action with Rico Dowdle, getting around 65% of the opportunity share. He's averaging 14.5 attempts per game, but he's been under this in a lot of lopsided affairs, mind you. And four of his last five, if this thing gets out of control, he could be sitting almost the entire fourth quarter. So under 14.5 rush attempts there. And I tell you what, a little double bonus time. If you like the rush attempts, but you're scared with the 14.5 standard number, jack it up to 16.5, take that under, and then parlay it with Brandon Aubrey over 2.5 PATs. You do that at ESPN Bet. It's plus 156. Look at Aubrey. He has been over 2.5 PATs in four of his last five. Seattle has allowed the ninth most opponent extra points made this season. And Dallas is just number 16 in TD only red zone percentage. But whether, you know, he gets it done for, you know, long connecting touchdowns to CeeDee Lamb, or maybe a simple, you know, goal line cross from Tony Pollard, I think Dallas is going to score at least three touchdowns tonight. And the 2.5 over on PATs will hit. And then that Pollard under 16.5 rush attempts will also hit. He has done that in eight straight games. Anything else, Evan? Yes! One more SGP. Why the hell not? One more plus money offering. Take Dallas down to minus 2.5. Take Dak 230 plus pass yards, and then take Dak two or more passing touchdowns. Simple three-legger, simple payout at plus 105 there at BetMGM. Holy mackerel, we got a lot of plus money on the board in this pod, whether it's on the college basketball scene, whether in the NFL, the NHL. Screw the NBA! Forget about it! Are the Nuggets are playing tonight, are they?
No, but he did another triple-double last night.
I
hope you guys are just, if they will give you his triple-double at plus 120 or higher, just do it. Would you please? He's on autopilot right now, folks, especially given the fact that he took the night off on Monday when they were playing the Clippers. And oh, by the way, they still beat the Clippers. This is what he's doing right now is silly. The thing to watch is Jamal Murray. He's not 100%, folks. He came back last night and immediately his ankle was giving him problems. So that's the thing to watch here with the Nuggets, whether they decide to shut down Jamal and give him a little bit of a break. And if they do, keep betting the triple double.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I hear Arnold Schwarzenegger in my head. Do it now. Do it. Keep betting on that triple-double, especially if it's available plus money. Totally agree with Lundy on that. All right.
Right now is stupid. All right. You got a television show to
do.
We got, and you didn't give me any college basketball other than Oregon State losing.
Do you want another
give
one?
Give me one more.
All right. Now, again, I subscribe to a lot of sites out there. Shot Quality is one of the most amazing sites I subscribe to. This was a blind bet I made based on their analytics. They view it as nearly an 8-point value. I took the over on Tennessee Tech in North Alabama, 143, minus 110 juice at DraftKings. So I know anything about either one of the schools. Nope. Hell no, I do not. It is simple. I looked at Shot Quality. I looked at a couple of the numbers. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm buying it. It's entirely doable. So I took the over on North Alabama and Tennessee freaking Tech.
Well, I'm the idiot that played the under in that Tennessee game last night.
Oh, that was wild. I had an SGP
under. I played the under. And I played the under in an alt total. And you saw the final. There was like 190 points in that game.
I turned the game off. I was paying attention to the Centennial State Showdown up in Moby. And congrats to Colorado State playing at just a dynamite rate right now as they knocked off the Buffs. So I was zeroed in on that matchup because I'm like, oh, my SGP back at Tennessee plus 8.5 and the over. It's done. The over is going to hit. Sure. But the Volunteers, there's no way they're going to come back and make this thing interesting. Oh, they came back. Oh, they made it interesting. And Captain Hook, yeah, I got the last laugh on that one. So that SGP actually hit, but I'm still dealing with a massive deficit in stupid college basketball this week. So go Tennessee Tech and North Alabama and UC Davis. Lundy, you saw, was drinking out of that Oregon State Beavers mug. But he would agree to me. Fade the Beavs.
Right there. And by the way, congrats to Trent Bray for getting the head coaching job. He deserved it at Oregon State. So
yes, he did. All right. I'm out of breath. We are out of time. Please drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Give us 5 stars and give us a thumbs up if you're consuming this bad boy on the Fade the Noise YouTube channel. Also, Fade or follow us on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you. Lundy, all his free spreadsheet picks. At Nate Lundy, I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. For the tail slapping Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.